This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. A guy in France done pooped in his pants. A guy in France headed out for a road trip with his wife. Now, like any road trip, there's a point where they had to stop and get a little refuel at the gas station. Now, somehow, dude forgot his wife and he drove off. And that's not the first time that's happened, but he drove 200 miles before he realized. 200 miles. To put it in perspective, it's 174 miles to go to Portland. It's 145 miles if you drive up to Vancouver. So imagine.
Damn.
You're on a road trip with your spouse. You stop at a gas station. You've driven past Portland from Seattle before you go, oh crap. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how you could drive that far without noticing, but he managed to convince his wife that that was actually the case. Now, a couple in West Virginia, they had a much different road trip experience. They were, well, actively having sex while driving, drunk, in a stolen RV. Say what you want, but I think they know how to party and how to get arrested. Now, that's the thing about relationships, right? You endure the good and the bad, and you do it together. For example, a California couple, they stayed at a hotel together, and they got, quote, massacred by bed bugs. And the bites, they led to rashes, allergic reactions, scarring, et cetera, et cetera. That was 5 years ago. Well, now they're $2 million richer because of that. That's what the jury awarded them, and it's believed to be the biggest legal payout specifically for bed bugs, in which case I ask, do you say congratulations?
I think you do.
You got the biggest payout?
I think they earned it.
For bed bugs? Either way, today that's what we're talking about. Those stories that you share in a relationship for a long, long time. The story you tell other people about your relationship to kind of put your relationship into perspective, right? We all do it. We all have our stories. And today, that's what we want to know. Today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what is the best story that you have from any relationship?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Home Patrol's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,351. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. I believe we have today, try three on Ted versus the FCC for our latest tongue twister from Derek. It involves Twyla.
Twyla.
Who squats and twirls her taut curly locks.
That's not what Ted said.
That's not what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
What would you say it now? Get it out of the way.
Third time is a charm, maybe. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocks taut curly locks. Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35. How you feeling about this one today?
Not confident.
Not confident.
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody thinks they're going to lose a game, but I'm not going to lie. Like, we're playing the number one seed. We haven't won a lot.
Yeah.
And we just keep playing the same team 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe third time is a charm. Coming up with Ted versus the FCC. Obviously, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday. It's Bad Choice Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday. Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. Hey, you looked at the calendar today and you said, hey, man, today is July 11th. That would mean 07/11. It is officially National 7/11 Day.
And what does that mean for me?
We celebrate 7/11 just one day a year.
That's it.
Actually, no, I celebrate it every day. As I had my big suggestion after the other night, maybe after a little smoking, the hot honey Doritos might be the greatest thing I've discovered in my life.
Did you like them more because you were stoned or that you think
you
like
you,
them equally?
They're in a yellow bag. Just like our IPA in a bright yellow can, if you see these, and they do have our beer at 7-Eleven.
Oh, nice.
So if you do see that bag, I'm telling you right now, it's only in a, I only saw it in a small one.
The snack size.
Yes, bag. You're not going to go home with a full bag, but do that. So 7-Eleven today, they are serving up free small Slurpees. They have been doing this since 2002. And rewards members can also sign up to get another free Slurpee between tomorrow and July 31st. I am a 7-Eleven reward member.
I found out I
so
am,
am
too.
I. Yeah. I just don't know how to redeem them yet.
Well, it's just like any other grocery store. You just type in your number.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but how do I get the redemption out of it? Like, what do I do?
I'm not sure.
Type in your number. You get discounts, crap like that.
Well, I'm not worried about the rewards. I just want the deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've gotten deals on smokes. I mean, it comes in handy, man.
Okay. So, let's see here. The free Slurpees.
Gatorades and zones.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I've been ripping to. Are also available at Speedway stores. 7-Eleven also owns Speedway now.
Huh.
So to celebrate, here are a few Slurpee facts for you, just in case you're
Slurpee facts.
You guys,
Hang on, man.
What's
you can't just give Slurpee facts. Wait a minute.
Sure can. All right. So, believe it or not, this year's Slurpee Day marks the 98th anniversary of 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven has almost been around for 100 years.
Damn.
First store opened in 1927. It was called the Southland Ice Company. The name was then changed to Totems. And then to 7-Eleven in 1946 to promote the new expanded hours of 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
All right.
Thus,
right, because you used to have to go to a store to buy blocks of ice.
Oh, right.
And I want to say this guy was selling the ice, and then also Coca-Cola was getting big, and he's like, we could have cold Coca-Colas.
Well, here's what happened. The Slurpee was actually invented by accident in 1958 when a soda fountain in a Dairy Queen stopped working.
Okay.
All right. And the owner, Omar Kinetic, he stashed some of that soda in a freezer so he could sell them like partially frozen. Well, it turns out his customers loved it. That led to him starting the Icy Company, which would be the first distributor of what would later become the Slurpee. So the Icy came first. The Slurpee came to 7-Eleven in 1965 when they began a license deal with the Icy Company. As part of the terms, they were allowed to give it an original name, which would be sold at 7-Eleven exclusively. Now, there have been over 300 Slurpee flavors. The most popular
300?
Ones. You guys know the most popular ones in
Coca-Cola.
The
Coca-Cola.
Cherry.
Coca-Cola and Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry. All right.
The two most popular.
Well, they're a great combo. Yeah, mm-hmm. You mix them together, too. Also, were you guys ever, when you were kids, like, I was, like, kind of a Slurpee aficionado?
No, I was not.
So, like, sometimes we would go to...
I prefer to call it a Slurpee sommelier.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes we would go to Kmart because they had the other one.
Icy.
Icy.
Now, a little known fact. We might have to find this. In 1970, 7-Eleven released a vinyl record with two tracks written just for the Slurpee.
Come on.
The first, Dance the Slurp, they say is a catchy tune that was later sampled by DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist for their 1999 album, Brain Freeze.
Okay.
So the Slurpee, believe it or not, also has its own song.
What do you think that piece of vinyl is worth?
I'm not sure.
I bet you it's hundreds of dollars.
Mike, you can find it on YouTube.
So, believe it or not.
Dance the Slurp.
Dance the Slurp.
Can we hear Dance the Slurp?
Let's see if I can find it. Now that I know it, I got it here.
Okay.
I'll send it. Dance the Slurp.
This is from the year I was born. 1970.
Oh, crap. We might have it.
Here's your humble brag.
Dance it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bring it home.
I feel like I'm laughing.
This does sound like game show music.
All right. Somewhere between that and like a, you know.
Can you guess the flavor of the Slurpee? Come on down. It also sounds like Batman's running.
Yeah, or Get Smart, you know.
Somebody needs to play this at the wedding.
And I'll sing. Okay.
Slurp.
Yeah. They've already been singing.
Okay, so today it's 7-Eleven Day. We're going to celebrate. We've got two songs with a reference to 7-Eleven. The first being from Ice Cube.
Today was a good day.
Slurp, slurp.
Oh. Drove to the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday, them fools tried to blast me.
Fools. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the original cut there. Now I can sing it. I saw you slip singing along with it. You're ready for it.
At the 7-Eleven. Ice Cube, today was a good day taking on Salt and Pepper on a Bad Choice Friday.
I'm casting my ballot for this one today.
For Salt and Pepper?
Damn right.
What is the line that they say 7-Eleven?
Oh,
do you know?
I don't know it off the top of mind. I think a body part is open like 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay.
I believe so.
What body part, Ted?
Salt and Pepper.
Gummy cave.
Salt
7-Eleven gummy cave.
Salt and Pepper, like Peppa the Pig, and What a Man. Taking on Ice Cube, and today was a good day. Vote now.
Yeah,
Salt and
Pepper. 7 to 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven.
Okay. Vote now if you follow us on, what do we got there? X at Men's Room
it's
Live.
It's sticky.
I hate it when we play songs like this, though.
Why?
Because it takes me back to hiding out in the basement watching these videos.
Hiding out.
Wow.
One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with a shout of the day.
Okay. They dressed very scantily a lot, Mike.
Did they?
They had some good videos.
Yeah. In the 90s?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't Trina, but...
Well, take what you can get. Today is a day we'll talk about relationships. Anyone you've been in, you probably have a story that will define that particular relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there with someone for a year, it could be 30 years. It doesn't matter. But we start with a story because I believe as far as two people in their senior year, this probably represents what they've been through in life more so than anything else.
All right.
All right. A guy in France is in the news after he went on a road trip with his wife. He forgot her at a gas station along the way.
Oops.
And as you said, Steve did not realize for nearly 200 miles that he forgot her.
It is impossible. It's probably what he's listening to. Oh, crap. Yeah.
This is my jam.
How do 200 miles without the wife in the car?
I don't think you can. I think this guy has pulled off the ruse of a lifetime.
He's just jamming, man. He's listening to tunes.
He does not want to hear it.
Smoking cigarettes.
You know what he thought the entire time?
Today was a good day.
Now, they have not released the guy's name. He is 62 years old. His wife is 60. Now, their 22-year-old daughter was also with him, but she was asleep in the back seat the entire time. She did not know that they stopped. She did not know that he went on without her mother.
You think he knew that she was there? If you forget your wife,
well, he knew.
You think he even remembered if his kid's sleeping in the back that she was even there?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I'm assuming, actually, the daughter being sleeping in the back makes me think he's not lying. Maybe he thought the wife was just in the back with her.
So he left Paris for Morocco last Friday night to beat traffic. It's a long drive, about 27 hours.
I've done that drive a million times. Paris to Morocco.
Now, they made several stops during the first leg. He pulls into a gas station around 4:30 a.m., apparently to fuel up. Then he left without her and didn't realize for 186 miles. Now, it's not clear if she'd been sleeping in the back or maybe that was the case as well. It could be that he got out. She was sleeping in the back. He went inside. He went into the bathroom. Maybe she got up and went to the bathroom as well. He did not know that she was in the bathroom. He did not know that she had woken up. And then he went back to his car and drove away.
You're a fine lawyer. I would counter with, or he could have gotten a goddamn car and said, I'm by myself 4 hours.
Well, maybe she got out. Whatever. She got out, apparently, because he left her. He called the cops at 8:30 a.m. to report it. He called the cops. He could not remember which gas station he stopped at or even the city that he was in. And his daughter was sleeping during the entire time, so she's not any help. But cops eventually found the wife by tracking her cell phone. Now, no word on why she wouldn't just use her cell phone to call him. But it turned out she's been sitting there for 4 hours waiting for him, thinking that he would just come back. Now, cops thought there was a chance he left her there on purpose, but decided it really was an honest mistake. So he is not in any legal trouble, just in trouble with the wife, which is probably worse. He did swing around, he picked her up, and they continued on their vacation.
Okay, now, I'm going to cut him a little slack, even though I think this is absolutely ridiculous, but she had a phone. Call him. I mean, I walk out there and not see the vehicle, I'm placing a call. Even if it's only been, I'll circle the parking lot.
Right.
And then you make the call because my ride is gone, man. I cannot believe for 4 hours she never thought to pull out her phone and maybe see where the F, and especially when your kid's in the back.
Jesus.
My God, man.
What is the best story that you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Oh, what's going on, Rochelle?
What's up, dudes? So here's the deal. This was like 5 or 6 years ago. My son Joey was like 13. I'm with my ex, and good guy, but like not handy at all. Like could do nothing around the house, like nothing. Like I was handier than he was, like for example. So I'm really hungover. I'm laying in my bed, and I see him outside. He's trying to do some tree work. And you know those ladders that turn into, like, 8 different positions?
Yeah.
He's out there trying to figure out this ladder, and I'm just look out the window, and I just laugh. I'm like, should I go out and help him? And I'm like, nah, I'm too tired. So I lay down. He's out there trying to be a working man. He's got his Bluetooth speaker cranking the tunes. And all of a sudden, he's like, banging on my window. He's like, Rochelle, I think Joey's watching porn. And I was like, oh my God, my phone just overtook the Bluetooth speaker. So the whole neighborhood is hearing like,
Wait, it was your phone?
So it's your phone?
Michelle, this poor bastard is trying to figure out the ladder.
You were in there handling your own business while he was outside.
That's right. And he comes running in. He's all excited once he figures it out. But I'm laughing too hard. I'm just like, dude, you ruined it, man.
That's unreal.
That is awesome.
What was the genre that was blasting out over the neighborhood there, Rochelle?
Oh, I can't say on the air, man. I can't say.
All right. Good luck.
You dirty, dirty girl.
Dude, that is great.
I know, right?
Did he get the job done at least trimming the tree?
No. He tried to trim something else, which also didn't work.
All right.
Damn. I would also just say PSA. This is the time of year where you have your windows open and stuff.
Yeah.
For all the single fellas out there, don't be afraid to pop in your headphones.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Are you hearing porn?
You just don't think about it sometimes.
Is this you or someone else?
Same like Rochelle.
Yeah.
I wake up, it's Sunday morning, like, I need to relax.
Also, it was you.
It was definitely me.
So who heard you?
I don't know. I just, it didn't dawn on me because the way my blinds are closed, but you could still see like a shadow when people walk by.
Oh, you got the shadow
tree. And then when I was done, I was like, that window's open.
How loud was the porn?
You could hear it if you walked by my window.
Also, do yourself a favor. If you're hooked up to any kind of a Bluetooth, whether it's your earphones or whatever, play something else before you play the porn video just to make sure that it's coming through your ears.
And have you had that problem before?
Thank God, no, but I've thought about it. I have been so paranoid.
So how do you have this advice?
Because I think about that every time. Because we get these horror stories. Yeah. And people are like, put it on my Bluetooth.
You thought about this so hard.
I will watch some random, you know, stupid YouTube video for 3 seconds with it in my ear. Like, okay, we're
so good. You put the sound of the porn in your ears.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Mike, right, I'm with you. I play a little video.
I lay alone.
And then sometimes I'll take them out and hold up my phone and be like, all right. I know it said Bluetooth engaged.
Right. I'm
like,
what if it's playing in a bowl?
See, I don't even turn up the volume.
Yeah,
man.
I would never even need to see it.
I know the sound.
I don't want to not be aware with headphones on in case, like, you know, like my mom will be over my shoulder. So I flew out 3,000 miles to surprise you. Like, I'm still on that. My head's still in that.
Door not locked?
No, my head's still in that masturbation swivel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
you don't put up the volume?
No.
Oh, that's some of the best part.
Really?
I don't do that at all.
Look, man, maybe I'm missing something, but like to me, like, look, I just want to see you railroad this broad, right? Like, that is why I'm here. It is very clear what I want to do.
Kind of helps with the
audio. No. I know the sound she's making, man.
Dude, I'm used to being people being quiet when I'm having sex.
Right.
It's not about the sound she's making, it's about the sound she's making.
I know that, but it turns out.
I thought everybody clicked on Dirty Talk.
I'm fine with that.
Is there an option for that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
I have heard.
What is
this? What?
Yeah, Dirty Talk.
Yeah. You guys don't watch the videos where she's telling you how to get it done?
Yeah.
She's telling you what you need to do?
What?
Yeah.
You're serious?
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
I can't say.
No, what's the genre? Though?
I can't say.
I just click on Dirty Talk.
Okay.
It's really? Three letters.
Yeah.
So what, if I click on a video, you're telling me there's another...
Somebody's going to know on the
text. No, it's a specialized category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like big boobs or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it.
Don't even say it.
What is the best story?
Fake ones.
That you
Dirty
have
Talk.
From any relationship. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
1 week from tomorrow, the Men's Room World Tour rolls on as we're heading to Bremerton.
Bremerton?
Bremerton. You guys know that?
Bremerton.
Going to Bremerton. Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5, our very first all-ages show. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
It's at the Tracy the Movie House in Bremerton, and it's very family-friendly. Bunch of arcade games in there, big old movie screen and everything else. We're going to be enjoying some Men's Room IPAs and 20th century anniversary lagers. Century, Jesus. That's old. From Black Raven Brewing and some beer, Men's Room beer brats from Uli's. It is absolutely free.
Yep.
And Bremerton is a great spot. So hopefully, if you're free next Saturday, pop out into the Tracy the Movie House, get a beer with us.
Say hello.
As the, hell not. The Men's Room World Tour rolls on as we celebrate 20 years here at The Rock.
Bremerton!
All right, our question, what is the best story that you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tacoma Bob. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Well, anyway, this story happened back in the 80s, and it involves a relationship, actually more in of the breakup of a relationship. And let me give you a little bit of background first. I just been recently divorced. I had a daughter. I had been promoted at work to manager of a large produce department in a grocery store, and my landlord sold the house I was living at, so I had to find a place to live. So I've got major stress going on. And about 2 weeks after I broke up with this gal, I get the dreaded phone call, I think I'm pregnant. And I'm like, oh, crap. So what is it? Why do you think you're pregnant? She said, well, my boobs are getting sore. I'm morning sickness. You know, I'm late and all this. And I said, well, you know, and she goes, why don't we get back together? And I said, no, why don't we find out if you're pregnant first? You need to make a doctor's appointment. So she strung this along for about 3 weeks. And meanwhile, I'm like a walking zombie. I'm so stressed out about everything that's going on. And so finally I called her up and I said, let's talk. And so I drove down. I had made an appointment with her for her at the University of Washington. And so we drove past the cherry blossoms. I wanted to throw that in.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I got it. Cherry blossoms, lovely, like I lovely, said.
Yeah, really. Look at that cherry blossom. How beautiful. Yeah. Ted loves it.
And so she goes, well, maybe we can walk through the cherry blossoms. And I'm like, not right now, honey, not right now. And so anyway, she went and we went inside and she went to the doctor's appointment. And I literally passed out from exhaustion while I was waiting to find out what was going on. And I woke up and she was tapping on my shoulder and she said, well, guess what? You can sleep well tonight because I'm not pregnant. And I said, OK, well, wait here a second. I need to go make a quick phone call and I'll be right back. I left. And I hope that bitch had the longest ride
you left.
In the world.
You just left?
Wow, yeah, man. Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay. But if she
was a surprise ending there.
But if she was, in fact, pregnant, you'd have been willing to keep sitting there.
Yeah, I would have dealt with whatever was going to happen if she had been pregnant. But she strung me along and she knew she wasn't pregnant. This was all a ruse to get back together.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
She didn't get to walk through cherry blossoms, and you left her. Well, the good news is, being that she had to walk back, she could walk through those beautiful cherry blossoms.
Yeah, and you drove by them once.
Yeah,
there you go, man.
I should have honked if I saw her as I was leaving.
My man, love you. Jesus. Wow, man. Yeah, I did not see that.
I didn't see that coming. No, me either.
My wife, man, it's not, we talked about it a little bit this morning, and she's like, dude, we just have stories for days, you know? None of them are really that interesting. And most of the ones you remember are bad things. But a thing with my wife. Anytime someone says, how did you guys meet? She answers first, and she paints the situation a little differently than how it went down, if you will.
Okay.
Because you guys were there. We're in Baltimore, Power Plant Live. And the night that we officially met, right, where we knew each other, she had gone off, like, crowd surfing or something. Because I remember she was pissed off because they dropped her at one point. But anyway, her friend, Dizzle, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the night, we're parting company, and she says, well, the night we met, he kissed my best friend. And I'm like, no, this is not what happened. Did we kiss? Yes. Did we make out a little? We did. And keep in mind, her friend's hot as God, man, so it's like, it's not a problem. But all of that said, I'm like, your friend kissed me. And I'm very clear about it, and that is what happened. At some point, at the end of the night, as we're parting, her friend turned around, grabbed my face, and made out with me. And I said, so, look, we did kiss. That did happen. But the way you paint this is that, yeah, he was making out with my best friend. I'm like, then that's not untrue. But I'm just saying, I initiated nothing. You keep implying that I made this thing happen. I did not. And I stand by this. And she, I don't know if she's effing with me or if she just doesn't believe me. It's always just,
Okay.
Like, seriously, man. She made out with me. Can you blame her?
What is the best story that you have from any relationship?
Not one bit.
No. Not one bit, man.
I get it.
206-803-ROCK.
But how long I've been fighting the urge? 20-some years now.
I get it, man. I get it. I'm a specimen. Hello, Shelby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was dating this guy. Things were going great. You know, in the first beginning, I was like, oh, do you like animals? Because I love cats. I live on a farm. We've got a lot of farm cats. He's like, yeah, I love animals.
Wait. Hang on.
A few months go by.
Wait. You said you live on a farm, but you specifically brought up cat. Well, if I lived on a farm, I don't feel like the cat would be the first animal I bring up. That's just me. I got horses. I got pigs. I got to go. Yeah, we got a cat in the house. But please, continue.
Yeah, but if I was going to move out with someone, I ain't bringing the horses with me, just the cats.
Okay.
That's where we're different.
Yeah, abandon those horses.
So he tells me he loves all animals, totally fine with cats. We go on dating, everything's fine. He ends up spending the night with me Valentine's weekend, and one of my cats jumps up on the bed and gets a little too close to him, I guess, and he jumped out of bed, completely freaked out, and refused to sleep in the room. I tried to be nice and was like, hey, I'll go sleep in the other room. The cats miss me. They just want to hang out with me. He told me if I got out of the room, he was going to break up with me. So
what?
I broke up with him Valentine's Day.
I think you probably made the right decision there.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
About how many cats did you have?
There are 2 indoor cats and 3 barn cats as my third.
Barn cats, all right.
Barn cats are a little different. I dated one girl. It wasn't long. It was only a couple months. But they had some crazy cats. Her parents did.
How many?
Well, it was just the one.
All right.
Because I don't know about you guys. Sometimes when I'm sleeping, you throw like one leg out, kind of cool off.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that. Cat would bite your toes.
Oh.
But instinctively, right, I'm sleeping next to somebody else.
Yeah.
We all know I run a little warm. It would happen all night long. I was like, you gotta get that cat out of the room. I can't guarantee my leg won't pop out of the cup.
Yeah. Right.
It didn't matter if you had socks on or shoeless, that cat just was like, oh, time to bite a toe.
What up? Good times.
Did he bite anyone's toe or just your toe?
He would do it to her. That was just, this was this cat's thing. And it was like lying in prey, waiting. Mm-hmm. And then it just would see an opportunity and be like, I'm going to bite that.
Wow.
So that's a little weird, yeah.
So I was in a relationship for 5 years when I was in, from 16 through most of college.
Damn.
So longer than that, right? Off and on in high school, but then eventually, you know, it was one of those things where when we were in college, it took 2 years, 3 years, we were together. At any rate, when we were in high school, I want to say we were 16 or 17 years old. And her family owned a cabin out by the lake. Now, this was their weekend cabin, and it basically was her mother and her uncle's family cabin.
All right.
Now, this was a 2-bedroom cabin. The way it worked was this. The parents slept in one bedroom. The kids had another bedroom with two twin beds.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, one thing that my girlfriend and I would occasionally do, which was like on a Wednesday night, we'd go on a date, but we would end up driving to the cabin because most of the time that cabin was only occupied on the weekends.
Right.
So that was a weekend getaway, right? So we drove all right. It's like 20 miles out of town. So it was a pretty good trek to get to this location.
For sex is worth it.
But we said, look, we can take food there. You know, we can have our own privacy. We can hang out at night. We can go sit by the dock. We, you know, do our thing, whatever the deal was, right? So we are in. So at that point in time, we are in what would be the parent bedroom.
Right.
Okay. Now, the road going into this cabin was probably about 100 yards long. It was a dirt, windy road down to the waterfront.
Okay.
You could see headlights coming down. We are in bed together. We are having our time.
Correct. Right?
You can see the lights coming down this road. All right. And we know this is the only end. Someone is coming down to the cabin. O.S. We jump up. We get our clothes on as fast as we could. We made the bed. We were trying to. The lights now are coming up right to the house.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do. All the lights were off, by the way. That was one of the things we did. We kept the lights off inside unless we went to the bathroom, turned the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because there's no window in there, right? Anyway. So we don't know really who it is yet. And she's like, dive underneath the bed. We're going to hide under the bed.
Oh, crap.
Now, this was like one of, you know, those big old brass, like, where you have like a box spring and a.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but the comfort.
Did you not have a car there?
Okay, that was the thing. We knew where to. We did not come in on that road. There was another road you could come in down below. There was a huge set of steps. We did everything in our power.
Right.
There was a huge ass set of steps. So we parked the car kind of down by where the docks were, which was down that huge set of steps.
Yeah.
Now, but if you're going to park to bring your stuff in, there was a place to park up by the cabin. So we covered all the bases. Car comes down to park. We jump underneath this bed. The cover covers the bottom.
Yeah.
Like an old farm bed.
An old dust ruffle or something like that.
It is her brother. Now, her brother is about 3 years old. Older. Now, he is also a bodybuilder.
Oh.
Joe is a huge dude. His girlfriend is a smoke show.
All right.
For whatever reason, they do not go into the parents' bedroom. Thank God. They go into the kids' room. And they start having sex.
All right.
In the kids' room. And I'm sitting there with that guy's sister underneath the bed as she's having to listen to her brother have sex with this girl. Now, I'm loving it.
Now, is he talking at all? Like, give it to me.
You know what? Put
your finger back.
It was just a lot of grunting and moaning and all that stuff. You know, I mean, we're younger, so I don't think anyone's like really crazy and experienced. But at any rate, so we had to lay there. We laid there underneath that bed for 2.5 hours.
Jesus.
Until they finally left. And that, you know, I mean, thank God we had enough time to, like, I think we had a pizza. We took the pizza box, like, threw it underneath the stuff. Like, we tried to hide all our crap, all the drinks that we had, all the stuff that we had. We had to sit there for 2.5 hours. And we were so scared that he was going to spend the night.
Right.
Because that was what we were thinking. Like, is he going to spend the night? And then how do we plot our escape when they fall asleep? But fortunately, they took off and left, drove off. But the problem with that was that by that point in time, it was about 11:30.
Yeah.
Our curfew was about 11. So
you're already in trouble.
We got in trouble for being late, but we didn't get busted by her brother for having sex in the cabin. so that was weird, man, to sit. Because I've heard other people have sex before.
Of course.
But not in that proximity with people that I know.
And also,
you know what I mean?
That being like, the only sound.
Correct.
Right. I mean, there's no other sound except this.
You turn the TV up. You do something.
Anything. Right.
You know what I mean? It's like you don't want to hear.
No. And we're laying on a wooden floor, and so like there's a lot of echoes in here. Like this is a cabin. So the whole time we're just laying there, like it felt like a day.
Right.
It felt like a day that we were sitting
just there, listening
like,
to him.
Just being under the bed. Like when are they going to leave? You know when
he's got stamina
because like they're done. You know what I mean? Like, they're done. They were done an hour ago. Like, what is going on?
Did you think about trying to convince them maybe the house is haunted? You're like, ooh. Like, he's not going to leave, man. Let's scare his ass out of here.
Well, here's the messed up part about this. So, eventually, we break up. And then I see Joe probably a couple of years later before I moved out of Morgantown. And we're at a bar at Crockett's. And I'm like, man, I got to tell you, because he was not dating that woman anymore.
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, Joe, I got to tell you the story. And he's like, what? I was like, you know your Uncle Jim's cabin? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, one night, he's like, you got to be kidding me, man, with my sister. And I'm like, you know we dated. He's like, but you were like 16. I was like, Joe, I'm telling you the story. This is what happened, man. I listened to you have sex for like, you know, a half an hour with whatever her name was. The girl got a nose job.
Right.
He's like, you got to be kidding me, man. I'm like, no, I swear to God, man. I was like, we hid under the bed. I was like, dude, ask your sister. I had not talked to his sister in 2.5 years, 3 years at this point.
All right.
But my number had not changed as far as the number at the place that I was living.
Yeah.
So it's the same number I've always had, you know, in college. So she called that number, called my house. The thing was at that point in time, I was no longer living there. I'd moved out of a place with Chad.
Yeah.
So Chad picks up the phone. He's like, guess who just called me? Stephanie. And I'm like, what about? He's like, did you tell?
I was going to say, you told her brother.
I was like, well, I didn't think it was a big deal. He's like, she is pissed. Yeah. And I'm just like, it's 3 years later. No, this is like 5 years later. You know, like this is a long, long time ago.
Right.
Like, who cares?
Because like, that's an awkward conversation for the siblings to have.
Yeah. I know that. I didn't think that through.
I didn't think it through.
I really didn't. I was like, Joe, because I'm like, Joe, you got to hear this. What is the best story you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, I went to Dallas with my son to see the Seahawks-Cowboys game. Was gone for a couple nights. Come home. My husband picks us up from the airport. Doesn't talk to us. Come home. Doesn't talk to me. Literally for 4 days, does not speak to me. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Well, he's a big animal lover. And when we were at a bar in Texas, I took a shot glass with a live guppy in it. My son put this on Facebook, probably. He thought. He's like, how dare you do that to a live animal?
A guppy. He gave you the silent treatment for 4 days because you did a shot that had a guppy in the glass.
Yes. He said, well, that poor animal, you swallowed him alive, and he was probably slowly dying in your stomach.
No, because the acid took care of that pretty quick.
Yeah.
Seriously, your stomach acid will kill that fish.
How old was your son?
My son? I went, it's probably 10 years ago, so like 28.
All right. Yeah. Are you and your husband still okay?
Oh, no. We're not together.
All right.
Is this all because of the guppy?
Not just that, but yeah, he's a pretty big animal lover.
Well, was he a vegetarian or a vegan?
Oh, no, of course not.
So he objected to you eating sushi, so to speak. If you had a fried fish sandwich, he wouldn't care.
Yeah, he didn't want me to ever kill a spider. Okay. You put it outside. He called me an animal hater. Animal hater.
Look, man, I like to think that I like animals. If I do see a spider in my home, that particular animal is going to die.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's all. Like, exactly. Look, man, I have nothing. If I see a spider outside, no problem. You just can't be in my house.
Damn.
And I feel that way with most animals. I don't mind seeing squirrels. If you're in my house, we're going to have an issue, right?
Got to trap it.
God, have you ever been with someone who's like that protective of animals?
Spider
outside. Yep. Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Even the spiders?
Yep.
Look, man.
Yep.
I like animals, but I will say this. If they have more than 4 legs, I probably have an issue.
No, they need to leave. They need to get out of the house, but they need to be alive when you do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
I'm a thrill on this one. You enter my home uninvited. You die.
We have an issue. I mean, I didn't quite state it like that. I'm just saying, you know, if you're of the spider variety or some kind of weird bug, if you have the opportunity to leave, please take that opportunity before I get my shoe. That's all.
Remember, a few months ago, I had a clean hand kill in my shower. I don't know what kind of bug it was.
What did it look like?
I don't know if it was like a gnat or whatever.
All right.
Either way, I left him up there for a couple days to let the other little gnats know.
Oh, that's right. You're like Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Don't come in. The shower is off limits, boys.
Look, it sounds ridiculous, but think about it. If you were walking up to someone's house, they might say, no trespassing. I own a gun. Beware of dog. You're like, F you. If you walked up to that same house and like there's a human head on a pike, right? I mean, like, I don't know if it works with gnats. I'm just saying, I get the theory.
I haven't seen any.
The Vlad the Impaler.
Of the insect world, yeah.
Stick it on a toothpick next time. You know what I mean?
Right.
What is the best story that you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.